speak up just a little louder, sir.
My name is Ronald Dan Horn. It's in the order of 583.
Thank you, Mr. Van Horn. Who's going to do it?
I think that's me.
Okay, we believe that's the Honorable Mr. Rui Corrales, who will be conducting your hearing. He will be the lead, sir. So just hold on, sir.
Mr. Van Horn, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
We're going to ask that you be mindful of speaking clearly into that phone. We have some problems from facility to facility with the phone. Sometimes they're too sensitive. This one doesn't seem to be sensitive enough. So if you can speak clearly into the microphone, we'd appreciate it.
Yes,
so
sir.
Let me begin the hearing. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record, sir?
Ron Danhoy, 288-583.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good
morning. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on what appears to be May 15, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. I will begin with myself only because I am sitting closest to you on the video conference screen. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. After him is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and on the opposite side of the bench we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Van Horn and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Van Horn, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will now begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a couple of ways of companies follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number four is demonstrated by your failure to complete the substance abuse counseling on or about April 19, 2018 as directed. Mr. Van Horn, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. We'll just give you one moment. On Mr. Van Horn's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Good morning. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Van Horn, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Van Horn. Mr. Turner, if you will.
Mr. Van Horn was released from ADC custody on 10-10-2017. And arrested on 4-19-2018 by ADC on its head warrant. No new charges. He was returned back to ADC custody on 4-19-2018 with a CSED of 8-9-2018. No escondes. Current conviction, 2013, Commitment A, Count 1, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2013, commitment B, count one, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2014, burglary third degree, 4 years, 6 months. No prior convictions are noted. This is his first term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 2.2, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STD information is noted. No prior terms of supervision noted. Disciplinary is minimal with promoting contraband drugs and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrest, 2005, threat, intimidation in Texas, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2006, resisting arrest, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2006, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. He has a GB score of G5V6.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to Mr. Van Horn. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with approved placement to Transitional Living Communities 843 West Thurber Road, Tucson, Arizona. On March 16, 2018, you were accepted into the IKH program at the Pima Reentry Center, thus changing your residence to 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona. Employment notes, you are on disability due to your mental health. And I certainly hope that you're receiving treatment for that. When you say that you're on disability, do you mean Social Security, sir?
Yes.
And were you receiving those benefits?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. We have programming notes that you're residing at TLC, pardon me, attending all programming, which included 90 meetings in 90 days. One weekly house meeting, two AA or two NA meetings per week. Anger management and substance abuse components. And you were directed to get a sponsor and mentor as soon as possible. On November 20, 2017, you had a UA that was diluted. On March 14, 2018, you failed to produce a UA. On 3/15/2018, you're positive for amphetamine. You self-admitted to methamphetamine use on March 19, 2018. Following dates, you provided urine samples. Well, there's several dates, all negative from October 17 through April 18. However, on April 9, April 11, April 13, and April 14, you were positive for amphetamine. On March 28th, you were positive for opiates, and you admitted to using heroin. So it would seem that based on everything we've gathered today, and just by sort of reading your criminal history, that it sounds like you've had some ongoing problems with drug abuse. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
And being as that the violation is failure to complete substance abuse counseling, why did you drop out of your substance abuse counseling when it appears to be that that is what you seem to need the most, sir?
I didn't drop out. They said I had substance diluted and they sent me back. If whether I dropped out or not, or a scoundrel or not, they arrested me right at TRC.
Well, we certainly recognize that you didn't abscond. We have some sanctions notes that in the summer 2018, SPO Barone and Theo Allman staffed you. You self-admitted to meth use. You were placed at BSS. You were restricted to the facility for 2 weeks. Then to do volunteer work at least 20 hours a week. March of 2018, you were discharged from BSS for meth use. Then referred and accepted to ITH at Human Reentry Center on March 16, 2018. You stated you understood. You were placed in sanctions pending ITH interview. On March 30, 2018, you were staffed by Sergeant Piotrowski, ITH Counselor Tucker, and CCS Barrett regarding your missed UA, dirty cubicle, missed program class, and unauthorized picture posted on yourself on Facebook. So, I will say that the violation is for failure to complete substance abuse counseling on or about April 19, 2018. So I will ask you, have you been able to stay off drugs since you returned to the Department of Corrections, Mr. Van Horn?
Yes.
How long have you been clean, sir?
10 months and 2 weeks.
How are you feeling?
All right.
Regardless of how this board votes today, what is your plan for returning to the community, especially if your struggles with drug abuse are ongoing?
Well, my plan was that I wanted to go to a state hospital and get on medication that will help me from all my problems that I have going on in my life. Like, my mom just died. I haven't seen my daughter in years. I don't have nothing out there, so I need to go to the state hospital to get myself straight on medication so I can stay away from the drugs.
Sir, are you on meds now inside the Department of Corrections?
Yes.
Are they helping?
No.
Well, thank you for your candor. Would ask my fellow board members, do they have any questions for you? I don't have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. Van Horn, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important to share?
No, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Van Horn. The board is going into discussion now. It may sound like it was speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So, if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Van Horn.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. I do appreciate that Mr. Van Horn is struggling with some mental health issues. I'm glad to hear that he is receiving benefits from Social Security and that he has somewhat of a plan of continuing treatment, or at least seeking out resources available to him for treatment. I think with only 2 months left on his prison sentence, he might be best served taking advantage of this time to stay clean, stabilize his meds, and to put together a plan for his safe return to the community. But I'm certainly open to the dialogue with my colleagues. We'll go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in law number 2018-W1154, our discussion with Mr. Van Horn, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Van Horn was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, or was about to lapse in the fundraiser company, inasmuch that he did not complete his substance abuse counseling and continued to struggle with drug abuse outside of the prisons. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Mueller, agreed upon by Dr. Johnson, pardon me, Dr. Wright. It's bound to happen. Mr. Johnson.
Take that bill to motion.
Yes. Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. And, okay, Mr. Van Horn, your supervision has been revoked. Will be released on or about August 9, 2018, which is just a little over 2 months away. So again, if you heard the discussion, please take advantage of this time to stay sober, pursue any NA or AA that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections, stabilize your medication, and come up with a plan for your return to the community. It sounds like you have one, but I encourage you to seek out any resources or to research any resources that are available for you in your transition. We do wish you a safe, healthy, and productive return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Van Horn, we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.